KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. See them for all of your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Cellular. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Cellular, we're a locally owned Verizon wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022 or come see us at White Pole Road Cellular, 764 Main Street in Anita.
Win high school volleyball around the area last night. It was Griswold defeating Orient Maxburg 3-1. Bulldogs winning the first game 26-24. The Tigers rallied back to win 25-17, 25-22, and 25-18 to close out that match. Also, Missouri Valley swept 3 in a row from Boyer Valley. Tri-Center swept 3 from Logan Magnolia, 25-22, 25-13, and 25-18 were the scores. Kemper Catholic beat Carroll 3-0. Winterset knocked off Nottoway Valley 3-2. It was Bedford over Central Decatur 2 in a row. Bedford beat Mount Air 2 in a row. And Central Decatur took 2 straight from Mount Air 2-0 there as well as part of that triangular. In high school football last night, Lewis Central opened up their new digs. They have a new turf stadium now as the Titans picked up a win over crosstown rival Abraham Lincoln by a score of 38-0 last night. For the Titans, Alex Reed carried 17 times for 159 yards. He scored 2 touchdowns to help lead the way for Lewis Central in that season-opening victory over the Lynx. Well, Griswold will open up their football season tonight at home against rival St. Albert in a game that will feature here on KJAN. Tigers coach Andy Everett says St. Albert always features a deep roster, so you really can't just focus on one player.
Well, they got so many of them, it's hard to do that. Like some teams you play, you might play a team along the line that has like one or two really good kids that you can really focus on and key on, but they've got a lot of good players. They've got a pretty talented roster. Plus, they don't have very many that play both ways, so they've got a lot of depth. So you really can't do that with St. Albert.
Falcons coach Kevin Culgett says that Griswold is a tough opponent to have at the beginning of the schedule.
Well, I tell you what, they're a very good team. I think they only graduated maybe 5 guys last year or something like that, and they did really well. We saw them a lot during the track season. They've got some very athletic kids. Coach does a great job down there, and you know, they always play us tough down there. I think the last 3 times we've been down there, we've been down a touchdown or two in every one of those ball games, and that doesn't happen very often. But we have a tough time playing down there, and it's a credit to those kids. They play hard at home.
After years in the same district, this one is a non-district game. We're on the air tonight with Who's Gonna Win getting underway at 6 o'clock. That's a little earlier start time. We'll follow that with our pregame show at 6:30, and then Chris Parks and I will have the call of the football game with kickoff set at 7 o'clock tonight. You can join us at halftime as well, as studio host Brett Johnson will update us on other area games on this first football Friday night. Brett will also have a complete recap of our game and others, along with some coaches' interviews tonight on the KJAN High School Football Scoreboard Show. That comes your way after the game up until 11 o'clock this evening. You can also listen live on the web to all of that at KJAN.com. Well, the Nick Ross era begins tonight as the Atlantic Trojans open their season at home against Clarinda. Ross, the former Trojan and Drake Bulldogs star, is pretty excited about his first game as the new leader of his alma mater.
You know, I was really excited about the opportunity to come back and be able to kind of pay it forward and try to create for these kids the type of experience that I was able to have. And so, you know, I'm excited to be here and get that going, and we're ready for the year.
Well, Clarinda lost a lot of their key players from last year's team to graduation, but Ross expects a tough game from the Cardinals.
The one thing you know for sure out of Clarinda is they're going to come up here expecting to win a football game. You know, they're not to be overlooked, to say the least. They're going to come up here, they're going to be physical, they're going to blitz us, and they're going to try to pound the ball at us. And we have to be ready for that, and we have to match that and beat that. You know, as far as the brands of football that we play, you know, I consider us very similar. So we have to make sure we up the ante and do the things that we want to do better than they're able to. You know, and they did graduate some kids is what I hear. We didn't see them last year. So, you know, we're just happy to have the opportunity to get on the football field, start our season, and play a quality opponent that we know is going to give us a tough matchup.
Kickoff is set for 7:30 tonight at the Trojan Bowl, and Coach Ross will visit with Brett Johnson on the KJAN High School Football Scoreboard Show later on tonight after the game. You can hear more from Coach Ross before the game, later this afternoon at 4:45, as we present our first edition of the new season of Trojan Preview here on KJAN. Plenty of other high school football games around the region tonight, including Creston at home against Sheraton. Glenwood travels to Red Oak tonight. Harlan is at home to face off against Denison. Also this evening, Carroll is at Kemper Catholic. Among the other games around the region, IKM Manning will host Otobolt Arthur BCIG this evening. Shenandoah is at East Mills. Logan Magnolia plays at Missouri Valley. Nottoway Valley goes to Mount Air. Guthrie Center is home to Panorama. It'll be Trainer at Underwood. Tri-Center hosting AHST. Riverside is at Audubon as well tonight. Also in action tonight, it'll be West Monona playing at Maple Valley, and also Westwood at Woodbury Central tonight. In eight-man football, Adair Casey is at home against Colonesco this evening. Also in eight-man action, Cam will host River Valley. Exira EHK is on the road at Boyer Valley tonight. Arweva plays at Coon Rapids Bayard. Corning is at Fremont Mills. Lennox plays at Essex. Nishnabotna is at Sydney, while Stanton will host Villisca. Also, it'll be Woodbine at home against West Harrison in action tonight. Well, Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlesby believes a multi-year television deal that could be worth as much as $2.6 billion could be finalized in a matter of weeks. Bowlesby also said during a stop in Kansas this week that a TV deal for the Champions Bowl, a new postseason game between the Big 12 and the SEC, will be announced soon, and that officials from both conferences are ready to review five bids to host the game. The recently hired commissioner is touring member schools, hitting 9 of 10 in the coming days. Bowlesby plans to visit West Virginia in September. The Mountaineers and TCU are new members of the Big 12 this season. They were part of a wave of conference realignment that Bowlesby said he hopes has calmed down. In other college football news, Mississippi State says it's working with the NCAA because of a potential recruiting irregularity in the football program. The school says the examination has lasted several months and that it is close to being finished. NCAA spokesperson Stacey Osborne confirmed the NCAA and Mississippi State were working cooperatively, but did not have any further comment. Notre Dame coach Brian Kelly says sophomore Everett Golson will start at quarterback in the opener September 1st against Navy in Dublin. Golson edged junior Andrew Hendricks for that position. South Carolina quarterback Connor Shaw missed most of practice Thursday because of back spasms just a week before the 9th-ranked Gamecocks open up their season at Vanderbilt. Ohio State linebacker Storm Klein kicked off the team when he was charged with domestic violence, has been reinstated by coach Urban Meyer after pleading guilty to a lesser charge earlier this week. He won't be allowed to play, though, until the third game of the season. Michigan offensive lineman Chris Bryant will miss the season because of a fractured leg, and linebacker Caleb Ringer will redshirt following knee surgery. The 8th-ranked Wolverines open their season against 2nd-ranked Alabama on September 1st at the Dallas Cowboys home stadium. Penn State players will have a blue ribbon on the back of their helmets to show support for child abuse victims. Players' names are also being added to football jerseys, what amounts to a drastic change at Penn State, where the team has long been associated with plain blue and white, no-name jerseys. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says he's considering using replacement referees for regular season games to ensure long-term improvements to officiating. The league and the NFL Referees Association have yet to reach an agreement. Goodell says the time was running out to strike a deal that would make the regular officials available for the openers. Of the replacement refs, Goodell says they'll do a very credible job. In other NFL news, Tennessee returner Mark Mariani has broken his left leg at the end of a punt return in a 32-27 exhibition win over the Arizona Cardinals. He was a Pro Bowl returner in 2010. Jake Locker threw for 134 yards and 2 touchdowns in that game. The Pittsburgh Steelers fired special teams coordinator Al Everest and replaced him with former assistant special teams coach Amos Jones. Everest was preparing to start his 16th season as an NFL special teams coach and has held his Steelers post since 2010. Titans cornerback Jason McCourty has signed a contract extension, keeping him with the team through the 2017 season. The Chicago Bears have waived backup running back Khalil Bell. Bell played 20 games for the Bears the past three seasons and made three starts. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Cellular. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Cellular, we're a locally owned Verizon Wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022 or come see us at White Pole Road Cellular, 764 Main Street in Anita.
In baseball yesterday, David Freese's three-run homer snapped the Cardinals' seven-game long ball drought, and St. Louis beat the Houston Astros 13-5 to complete a three-game sweep. Freese and Matt Holliday each had four RBIs, and Alan Craig had three hits and three RBIs. And the Cardinals shrugged aside a 4-0 fourth-inning deficit and sent Houston to its seventh straight loss. The Astros are 0-4 while getting outscored 32-8 since interim manager Tony DeFrancesco replaced Brad Mills as the leader of the stripped-down roster. Houston has just won seven of its last 50 games overall. Elsewhere in the National League, Colorado beat the Mets 1-0, Philadelphia over Cincinnati in 11 innings, 4-3. San Francisco beat Atlanta 5-2. In the American League, Detroit beat Toronto in 11 innings, 3-2. The Angels, a 14-13 winner over Boston in 10 innings. Tampa Bay shut out Oakland 5-0, and Texas over Minnesota 10-6. In Pacific Coast League play, it was Omaha beating New Orleans 11-1. Oklahoma City, a 2-1 winner over the Iowa Cubs. Lance Armstrong says it's over, and the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency agrees. The U.S. Anti-Doping Agency says it will strip Armstrong of his unprecedented seven Tour de France titles after he was declared that he was finished fighting the drug charges that threaten his legacy as one of the greatest cyclists of all time. Travis Tigert, USADA's chief executive, said Armstrong would also be hit with a lifetime ban today. Still to be heard from was the sport's governing body, the International Cycling Union, which had backed Armstrong's legal challenge to USADA's authority. Armstrong said he will no longer fight the charges because he's tired of it. Says Armstrong, there comes a point in every man's life when he has to say, enough is enough, and for me, that time is now. Armstrong called the USADA investigation an unconstitutional witch hunt. Roger Federer and Andy Murray could meet in a U.S. Open semifinal that would be a rematch of their recent finals at Wimbledon and the London Olympics. The top-seeded Federer and number three Murray were placed in the same section of the field during the draw at Flushing Meadows. Federer beat Murray at the All England Club, then Murray beat Federer for the gold medal. Defending champ and second-seed Novak Djokovic could face number four David Ferrer in the semifinals. Padraig Harrington has for the first-round lead of the Barclays, the first stop of the FedEx playoffs, as he opened with a 7-under par 64, good for a one-shot lead over Nick Watney and Brian Harman. And that surely got the attention of Ryder Cup captain Jose Maria Olazabal. Olazabal has said the only way for Harrington to make the European Ryder Cup team is to win this week to become one of his captain's picks. Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson shot opening round 68s, while Rory McIlroy shot a 2-under 69. The top 100 after the Barclays will be eligible for the Deutsche Bank next week in Norton, Massachusetts. That's a check of sports this hour, brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022. They're located on Main Street in Anita. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.